The primary focus in financial markets continues to revolve around developments out of the U.S. and how these developments impact the monetary policy outlook at the Federal Reserve. And right now, investors continue to press for more rate cuts than less in 2024, so much so that any signs of stickiness in last week's U.S. inflation data have been shrugged off. Instead, the market is leaning on an ominous government budget statement, which shows a fiscal crisis as a mathematical certainty at current rates and levels of spending. Odds for a 50 basis point rate cut from the Fed this week have now jumped up to about 50%. And with this pricing has come another wave of broad-based dollar selling and demand for U.S. equities. As far as other major currencies go, the euro has been struggling a little more with a softer round of Friday data, while the yen continues to push yearly highs as rate differentials move further in the yen's favor. The fact that speculative positioning long the yen is still quite low also suggests there could be plenty more room for the yen to run higher in the weeks ahead. Key standouts on Monday's calendar come from Eurozone trade and wage growth, some ECB speak, and Canada manufacturing sales. That's all for now.